pass comes in from Marcelo. Knotted down in front, controlled by Jesus. Running on to it is Coutinho!
Chicharito dropped it back. Give and go. Chicharito from Guardado. Here he comes. Hernandez leads it. Lozano! Cutting, looking, shooting. Lozano! Go! Mexico leads!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters, on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
To lift his country into the World Cup semifinal, Akinfeev needs a save or a miss to keep Russia alive. Rakitic converts! Croatia on to the World Cup semifinal!
What a day it's been at the gorgeous Gale here. What a day in the World Cup, starting this morning with England getting past Sweden and now Croatia getting past Russia. 55-55 Morningside Drive. The next 2 hours, live soccer talk here on ESPN 97.5. A lot of people still celebrating their specific team's wins here today to move on to the semifinals. So we have Belgium taking on France on one side of the bracket, England and Croatia. Welcome in, everybody. 55-55 Morningside Drive. It's the gorgeous Gale. Absolutely packed in here. A lot of Croatia fans and jerseys in here. And what a great day it was for everybody. 713-780-3776. Let's get your thoughts and your calls in on the World Cup today and on the English passing through Sweden and Croatia on penalty kicks getting past today, the host nation, Russia. What a spirited effort from Russia despite going down on penalty kicks here today. First hour is brought to you by the Texas Children's Hospital. A couple of great things in store for you. We've got a couple of ex-professional soccer players that'll be in here to help break this down. One, Corey Ash, a former Major League Soccer All-Star with the Houston Dynamo. He will be in here. Also, Bill McDonald played for the Houston Dynamos, plural, back in the 80s. He's the coach at Strake Jesuit High School, over 500 wins there. He will break it down here as well. But we want to hear from you on the phone. 713-780-3776 is the number, 713-780-3776. We've got, our top man, Jung Lee, back in studio producing here today, so thanks very much. Jung, you saw the drama to finish it off here today. What'd you think about that win from Croatia in penalty kicks?
I thought Russia made a lot of mistakes in PKs and giving up that one goal. I think it was on a corner kick where the guy, I don't know the guy's name, he was the guy that was wearing number 10, where he just kind of watched that ball go by. I thought it was amazing.
Amazing day. It's been an amazing World Cup. There's been so many late dramatic games here. Croatia had thought they had it won in full time, extra time, excuse me. They go on to win it in penalties 4-3. 713-780-3776 is the number to get your calls in. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. We have a number of English fans here wearing the Three Lions jerseys here today. So England are trending upward now, and I don't think that's just based on the result, but based on their play. We saw a little bit more from England in open play today. We saw Raheem Sterling getting into some decent positions, maybe not providing the final execution. That's trending up. It was a very cautious first half for a large portion between England and Sweden until Harry Maguire's header goes off a corner. Puts England up 1-0. They've been doing it via the set piece. But then after that, we saw more open play, more confidence in the second half from England. Jordan Pickford in goal, who was a part of the youth national team success with critical timely saves. So we see a little bit added to set pieces from England. Maguire somehow ended up being marked by Emil Forsberg of Sweden on that header. I don't know how that happened. Second half, England, to me, controlled the tempo of this game. I think you have to take notice of England's youth. Love the work Southgate has been doing. And I think to get these young kids prepared mentally, it's been a lot of work that I don't think we really are focusing on. England's been great defensively in the air. I think they brought us more imagination in the second half, which is what we were hoping to see. My big point going into the England-Sweden game was England, show us you can do more during the run of play. You can't just do it through the set piece. At some point, you're going to have to bring something else, and I think they brought a bit of that today. So for me, they are trending up. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. So they brought us more imagination. I heard people criticizing Raheem Sterling, maybe for decision-making at the end of things, but his movement, his mobility was a plus. He got into good position, so that to me was an upgrade from prior matches. And we'll see what happens here against Croatia, excuse me, in the semis. It's going to be a pretty interesting matchup between the two. Gareth Southgate also made some real decisions. He didn't bring Jack Wilshere. He phased Wayne Rooney, Joe Hart, guys like that out of the team. That takes strong leadership. Those are tough decisions to make. It's easy to stick with veterans. I don't think there's any question. A lot of times managers don't do that. So I think you have to give that to Gareth Southgate. He took on a lot of tough decisions. He made the right decisions, it's obvious. And now you got people thinking England could win it all. No question. Were they on the right side of the bracket? Yeah. Coming second in their group play probably ends up being a great thing. And then on the other hand, we have Belgium and France. And Belgium and France, many people are going to begin the storyline of this is the World Cup final. 713-780-3776. John, do we have any phone calls yet? Carlito? Let's go to Carlito. Carlito, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to get my thoughts on the Russia-Croatia game. First of all, I just want to say great game. It was really sad to see Russia go down after they made that late goal and penalties. Obviously, that missed penalty kick was really big. I'm still kind of fired up from the game. Next, we got France and Belgium. I'm curious to see if Belgium is going to stop this amazing offense from France. I want to know what you guys think. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, we appreciate that. Obviously, it's cruel to go down on penalties, especially if you've attacked in games. For the teams that don't go after it an extra time, I don't have any sympathy because we only have so much sympathy to go around. But if you're not trying to win it and you're deciding to go to the Russian roulette of penalty kicks, then I don't have sympathy if you're losing them. That's just the way I look at it. France-Belgium is, boy, that is a great matchup. And I would think that Belgium a little bit more will defend probably a little bit deeper, invite the French in, because obviously we know with De Bruyne, Hazard on the counterattack, we know what Belgium can do. So that's going to be an interesting game. I'm going to say it's going to slightly go to the possession of the French, but Belgium's breakout game is pretty phenomenal, and we have seen them produce the counterattack in some thrilling fashion. 713-780-3776. We can continue to talk about what just occurred here with Croatia on penalties getting past Russia, the host nation. Not an easy environment to go in. I think Russia grows about 6 inches because of the incredible support of their fan base. This is not an easy thing that Croatia pulled off. It never was going to be today. People are going to go, you've got Rakitic, you've got Modric, you've got guys that play on biggest teams in the world. But I think the factor that sometimes a home host nation brings in gets people and teams to grow. We've got tickets to give away here, by the way, Atletico Nacional versus America de Cali. Got two teams from Colombia here coming July 20th. We also have a three-pack tonight for anybody who wants to go down and see the Dynamo in Minnesota United. We have Soccer Matter swag here tonight as well. We'll do some raffles between commercial break. And then we have Houston Dynamo Orlando Pride, Houston Dash Orlando Pride tickets as well here. So we're going to give tickets away. We've got T-shirts and some other things here to give away. We'll continue to take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. A little bit later tonight, the Dynamo in action. That game will be on here at the Gorgeous Gale. The Dynamo will be in action against Minnesota United after that dramatic draw against LAFC earlier in the week on Tuesday. So we'll take your phone call, 713-780-3776. John, anytime we get any calls, just break in. We'll give people a platform here to talk anything World Cup or the games that you just saw. Again, 713-780-3776 if you got something on your World Cup mind, your Dynamo mind, your soccer mind. But it's all about the World Cup right now. So England this morning, Gareth Southgate, Jordan Pickford in goal, sticks with the back three, which puts a lot of pressure on Trippier and Ashley Young out wide, because those two guys can slot in. Either one can come in to make it a back four. Both can come in to make it a back five. Three set in midfield with Dele Alli, Jordan Henderson, Lingard. Lingard had the wonderful delicate chip to Dele Alli. So those guys made a very, very big play, and then it was Harry Kane and Raheem Sterling providing the threat behind a defense. Kane again coming for many times deeper to playmake. But, man, it's a young England. It's an interesting, exciting England, and I know there are people who don't want England to be successful, but I love what this manager's done. I love the youth on this team. And I think it's going to be a tremendous matchup against some of the savvy of the likes of Rakitic and Croatia, who many people got on board the Croatia bandwagon, and they're right. They're into the semifinals now. Toivonen, Berg, just not enough. It was kind of strange to see Forsberg taken off in the 60-something minute in that first game. Sweden didn't have, to me, their normal teeth that we saw. And the first goal, I think, hurt him. And then the huge save from Pickford at 1-0 is one you had to put a circle around. So at the end of the day, it's England getting past Sweden. Harry Maguire off a corner and a run of play goal from Dele Alli after the delivery from Jesse Lingard of Manchester United. Semifinals set. Talk about them. Belgium, France, England, Croatia. Should we be that silly and that stupid to think that the final is Belgium and France? I'm not going there because of what we've seen in this World Cup. You still have to throw out tremendous respect to England and Croatia. 713-780-3776 is the number here to call in and talk the World Cup. When we come back, we'll take a break here shortly, and when we come back from break, we're going to start with Corey Ash, former Dynamo defender. And it was funny, we were over here talking while we were watching this game, and he talked about how interesting it would have been for him to play on the current Dynamo with a winger based and a wide game that includes Romelu Kyoto and Albert Elise. So we'll talk to Corey about that. We'll get his thoughts on these quarterfinal matches. We'll also get Bill McDonald, who played in the 80s with the Houston Dynamos. He was a defender as well. We had a lot of defenders in the house. Also the coach at Strake Jesuit Preparatory School. And we'll bring him on as well here. Do you want to take a break here, John? Do you think it's time to do that? Let's do that. Before we go to break, though, I just want to hit a quick word here for the Texas Children's Hospital. I do a lot of amazing, the privilege I have to go down there and visit patients and parents of patients. Texas Children's Hospital, it's an amazing place. It's in the medical center. It's one of the big, it's one of our big amazing things that we have here in Houston. We should really hang our hat on Texas Children's Cancer and Hematology Centers. It's the largest pediatric cancer center in the country. There's over 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials dedicated solely to childhood cancer. So they're going active trials. If you think about that, that's 200 to figure out childhood cancer and blood disorders. More than 60 years, Texas Children's Hospital has pioneered many of the standard protocols for treating and curing childhood cancer. So our hat's off to what goes on down there. It's spectacular. It's amazing. All the way down to nurses, doctors, all the support that goes to the children there and their parents. Every year, hundreds of children are diagnosed at Texas Children's Hospital, and they call it their job. That it's not their job. It's more. It's their life. So our thanks to Texas Children's Hospital, presenting sponsor here in the first hour. Let's take a Bud Light break. We'll give some tickets out. We'll give some T-shirts out. 713-780-3776 to call in. Corey Ash, former Houston Dynamo, now in the fitness world. We'll talk about what he's doing there as well. He's coming up next. We'll take a break. It's a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5. Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, let me get a little business out of the way here. A quick word here for Bud Light. The World Cup's here. The games are being played during working hours during the week, right? So there's only one thing that is going to help us survive the catastrophe of Tuesday and Wednesday early games if we're at work, and that's your friends. And here's why. Because with your friends, it's going to be easier to sneak away from your boss, make up excuses, extend your lunch break to 90-something minutes. Here's to the friend you can always count on, Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the 2018 World Cup Games and proud sponsor of Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. Also, our first hour presenting sponsors at Texas Children's Hospital. A lot of meaning behind them being a part of this show. And we do so much appreciate the Texas Children's Hospital and what they do. Also, Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've leased, I've owned from Advantage. The guys down there, Philip, Justin, Sergio, they absolutely love soccer. They're loving the World Cup. Go down to Advantage BMW in Midtown. Get yourself in an ultimate driving machine. I'll tell you the other thing that's amazing down there is customer service. If you're the type of person who doesn't like to get under the hood of a car or doesn't have that in your DNA, that's the place to go. Advantage BMW Midtown, covered with sales, service, finance, and it can be done very easy. AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go down there, get into Midtown, say hello to Philip, Justin, and Sergio. And with that, we bring on the former Dynamo defender. He was also a Major League Soccer All-Star out of the University of North Carolina. He is Corey Ash. Corey, thank you for coming down here today to the gorgeous Gale 5555 Morningside.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that was fun, the end of this year. This place was packed. We had Croatian jerseys in here, Russian jerseys. This has been an amazing World Cup. Today, again, epitomizing some of this late drama. Just how about some overall thoughts for you from you on this World Cup in 2018?
Yeah, the people I've spoken to about this World Cup, I've said I think this is one of the craziest World Cups I've seen. You know, the quality of the goals really, really sticks out for me. A lot of spectacular goals. I mean, we saw obviously, you know, a great one today by, you know, the Russian player to, you know, hit it upper 90, but just the level of play, the passion. It's just been overall. It's just been a fantastic World Cup, a great one to watch.
Yeah, the late drama's been incredible. By the way, just to go back to how this got kicked off, in the group stages, 30 goals were scored from the 80th minute on. Now, if mainstream America can't get behind that when it comes to sports, I don't know. This World Cup, for anybody who likes basketball, football, and baseball as a priority, this World Cup could, in my opinion, really attract and bring people in because of all the late drama, the penalty kicks.
Yep.
The drama's been incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the big stereotype about soccer is, oh, you know, it's boring. No one wants to see a 0-0 game. But, you know, this World Cup, I mean, you've had a lot of, like you said, late drama. You've seen goals. Everything, you know, it's been exciting. There's been, you know, maybe one or two games that weren't as exciting, but I mean, you're getting goals. You know, everybody's coming together. It's a great sport, and like you said, there's a lot going on.
Like, just back to your point, I can only remember two games so far in this World Cup that I really walked away going, yeah, that aesthetically wasn't a great game.
Yeah,
you know, I might have needed a little bit of no dose.
Yeah,
and some of those were after group stages were already kind of settled,
right?
So teams were holding hands a bit, but it has been remarkable. I want to take you back to the tying goal from Russia.
Yep.
And I want to take you back to zonal and man-to-man marking.
Yep.
Because what I saw zonally there from Croatia was people that got relaxed.
Yep.
The ultimate ball was hit there, but people didn't attack the ball. And I think sometimes if your players are not just A-plus when it comes to concentration,
right,
it can be a moment where maybe you kind of take a sigh of relief and you lose focus and concentration.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to, you know, to pass the responsibility onto someone else. And, you know, I've actually played with, you know, both. You know, under Dominic Kinnear, it was man-to-man. I think man-to-man, there's more accountability. You know, you don't want your guy to score because everyone else knows, hey, that's
who
you're
marking.
Yeah, they're looking
at you.
Exactly. And it's like, hey, it's your man. You know, zonal, like you said, yeah, you're able to take a deep breath and kind of switch off. And obviously, I mean, at the biggest stage, and, you know, the biggest game for a lot of guys, you know, careers, you can't do that, and that's what you saw. You saw very few Croatian players attack the ball, and how many of the Russians, you know, attack the ball, and that's the difference between, you know, the man marking and the zonal.
713-780-3776, former Houston Dynamo defender, MLS All-Star, also played with the Columbus Crew. Corey Ash is live here at 5555 Morningside. Come out, say hello to Corey. Come into the Gorgeous Gale. This has been a tremendous place for watching the World Cup in this part of town. There's been a lot of great activity in bars all throughout Houston, down in Edo, over on Washington, all over this city. But this is a great spot in the Rice University area. So come on out. People are looking at me like, hey, why are you dressed up like this? Well, I'm going down to do TV tonight for the Dynamo Minnesota game, and I'm going to have to hustle down there from here. So, yeah, it's like 95 degrees out there. You know. So let's go back to some of the matchups here now, Corey. Belgium and France.
Yeah.
And that side of the bracket was obviously very, very stacked.
Yes.
How do you see Belgium and France playing out a little bit?
You know, I wish that was the final. I mean, I know a lot of the English fans aren't going to like me saying that, but yeah, I think that's going to be it's going to be an interesting game. I mean, France is—they're flying right now. You know, they've got a lot of young talent. But you look at Belgium. I mean, they're coming off a great win, against Brazil. And you know, the three players that really stick out, obviously, you know, are Kevin De Bruyne, Hazard, who hasn't really, from my opinion, we haven't seen the Chelsea Hazard, the guy that takes guys on one-on-one and just makes them look silly. And then you've got Lukaku, you know, who's powerful, who's strong. I mean, so honestly, it's kind of the way this World Cup is going, it's kind of a coin toss. But, I mean, I'm expecting, you know, those are two heavy hitters. And, you know, both of those, in my opinion, I think the winner of that game has a very, very good chance of winning it all.
I see Roberto Martinez maybe adopting a little bit of deeper position to play for the counterattack through Hazard, and through Lukaku and De Bruyne. We've seen them perfect on it. That would seem to be the tactic to me outside here, in my humble opinion. Lukaku has been amazing. You know what's been amazing? And what's going to be amazing in the storyline is Thierry Henry is on the bench for Belgium, okay? He has been working specifically with strikers, but specifically for quite some time now with Lukaku.
Yeah.
And I just think it's amazing. And I'm just saying to myself, France? Yeah. Why did you not hire that man?
Exactly. Yeah, because I actually didn't know until I saw it on Instagram. You know, when
it was kind of underground a little bit too.
You know, he's embracing Neymar, and I'm kind of wondering. Oh, you know, I guess he got, you know, field access, and then I do I do my reading, and yeah, I mean, I if you're France, I mean, he's one of the better strikers. I mean, I've had the privilege of playing against the guy. I mean, and even in his mid 30s, you know, his ability to score goals, his ability to run by you. His first touch, he's still a very dangerous player. And, you know, if I'm France, that's who I want to work with my strikers. And I've talked to a lot of people. You know, you look at Lukaku's game, you know, you look at his first touch. I mean, his first touch has improved greatly, but when he gets the ball, he's dangerous. I mean, you look at the goal that they scored against Brazil. He started it. You know, he beats three players and then, you know, gets fouled, but he dishes it off, play on, boom. De Bruyne hits it far stick, but I agree with what you said about the counterattack. I mean, they are putting lessons on how to counter effectively. Look at the game against Japan. I mean, it starts from the goalkeeper. From year 18, you know, they drive the length of the field. They dish it out. You've got overlapping runs. But you see the passion. You see it's an opportunity where other teams may, hey, okay, it's the 90th minute. Let's you know, take our foot off the gas pedal. But you've got three or four guys that are crashing the box, looking for that opportunity, and it pays off. So, yeah, I mean, they're a great counterattacking team.
Let's go back to that goal against Japan, because in that move, Lukaku makes two plays without touching the ball, and it's vital to that. One was making a run inside that created the space for somebody to get in on the right for De Bruyne to hit.
Right.
And then he gets into the box and basically dummies it and lets it roll on with tremendous awareness to the goal scorer.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't know. I just see him in Belgium. I see him as a better player than when he's playing for Manchester United.
Yeah, I think the same thing. You know, and I'm not really sure why. You know, because, I mean, his club team, he's got a very, very good club team. But, I mean, it's obviously different playing with the national team. But, yeah, I mean, he's done well. I mean, he's got, what, 4 goals?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's right there in the Golden Boot chase.
In the running for the Golden Boot. Lukaku's been excellent. This is an amazing matchup, Belgium and France. And then let's go to France, and you've got movement and mobility with Griezmann. You've got the explosiveness of Kylian Mbappe. You know, you got Paul Pogba in midfield. I thought to win the World Cup, maybe a little bit young and a little bit early, but I think I'm being proven wrong here.
I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, you know, they'll make it to the quarterfinals, but, you know, they'll probably – no, they've done well. I mean, Mbappe is showing he's young, but he can play with the big boys. I mean, you look at the goal. They ended up scoring off the PK. I forgot what game it was, but Mbappe takes it from about his 18. Just his, like you said, his speed and explosiveness to just, you know, run by. I think it was Argentina. You know, he runs by three or four players, and you're thinking he's at his top speed, and he hits another gear to run the guy, gets, you know, taken out for a PK. But you can see, you know, obviously that this team has confidence. And, you know, that's what you need, obviously, you know, in a big tournament. You know, they feel they can play with anyone. You know, they're coming off of, you know, a 2-0 win against Uruguay, who, granted, they didn't have Cavani, but, I mean, you're Uruguay. I mean, defensively, they were good. You know, they had only let in, I think, you know, one or two goals the entire tournament. So,
you know, Hugo Lloris came up with a huge save at 1-0.
Yeah.
Could have tied it at 1-1. Could have been a different day.
So, I mean, they, like I said, I mean, I think the game can go either way, and it should be a very, very exciting game.
I mean... Let's play that baby tomorrow. I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready. Yeah. Belgium, France, England, Croatia. You've got amazing semifinal matches. And then next Saturday is the third place game, and Sunday is the World Cup final. I mean, it's like a blink of the eye, Peter Kingston, here at the Gorgeous Gale, when it comes to how fast this World Cup is flying. Peter didn't even acknowledge me because he's not listening to anything. He's just cleaning up out there. It's unbelievable. He's one of the owners. Look at him. He doesn't even know what I'm talking about. Hey, Peter. Peter. Just saying hi. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776 is the number. We got a raffle winner, Kurt Johnston. If you're here, come on up to the table here. 713-780-3776. Corey Ash in the house. 5555 Morningside Drive. England, Croatia.
Yeah.
Is there a lot between these two? I mean, these are two very stout teams.
Yeah.
England's been good defensively. Croatia has been good defensively. Big midfield matchup there with Rakitic, Modric.
Yeah.
And then for England, obviously the likes of Henderson, Lingard, Dele Alli.
I mean, if you look on paper, yeah, I think you give it to England. But honestly, I would give the edge probably to England, but I mean it's another game though. I mean, obviously it can go either way. I mean, Croatia just doesn't go away. You know, they've got a fantastic goalkeeper, especially if it goes to penalties. If it goes to penalties, I mean, this Croatian goalkeeper has shown. You know, the game against Denmark, he did well, and this game he did well. But I would probably say I would lean more towards England, but.
Yeah, the thing that I look at Croatia and I go, they don't have an out-and-out goal scorer necessarily. They've got tremendous riches in midfield. They're counting on Rebic, Perisic to make things happen in wide areas.
Right.
They got Mandzukic now as the big, tall center forward, who, by the way, plays as a winger for Juventus because of Higuain, which is pretty interesting. But England, Croatia, good one. So who do you got out there? 713-780-3776. Belgium and France, can you pick a winner right now? England and Croatia, can you pick a winner? Tell us. We're at 5555 Morningside Drive. This is the Gorgeous Gale, Corey Ash. I want to tell you a little bit about Corey and what he's been doing. post-playing career. He's got a company now called Cash Fit. He does a lot of personal training in the gym at parks. He'll set you up individually. You got a fitness class going on. So take us a little bit into Cash Fit. And by the way, he has one thing in common with me, and it's not speed, because he was a hell of a lot faster than I was. But he does have a Marine father like I did, and I'm sure we could trade a few stories on growing up in a Marine household. It's at times very interesting.
Yeah.
There's differing methods of parenting, I think.
Yeah.
But it is fun, and you do learn a lot of great lessons. But tell us about your company, Cash Fit.
Yeah, so kind of stems, I guess, from my I guess my background growing up as a kid. I started lifting weights at an early age, the age of about 11 or 12. Some people would say that stunted my growth. That's the kind of excuse I use, but I've got short parents, so but no, so
probably go with genetics, right?
Yeah,
you're gonna blame it on the weights.
Exactly. So while I was playing, I got my certification, so I'm a certified personal trainer, and I have some other certifications, but like every soccer player, when you're done, you have to figure out what's the next avenue, you know. And for me, it's finding something that you love doing, and I love working out. I love the feeling you get, but more importantly, I like passing the knowledge that I have on to others. So that works, in the gym or at the parks. I go to people's houses, train them there. And, in the soccer side of it, I still want to be involved. Obviously, there was individuals that helped me get to where I wanted to go. I had dreams. I had goals. And there was someone, people that I worked with that helped me, reach the professional ranks. So if I can, be of assistance to these, these children or, these other kids that I'm working with to help them reach their goals, and that's what I want to do, which is why I do the soccer training as well.
So this sounds like it's very much lifestyle, too. You want to be involved in something that you very much are committed to, but it is your lifestyle.
Right.
Your dad being a Marine, this may be a little bit out there, but is there any Marine-type influence in the training, or is it all kind of from a soccer perspective? Because this is how you and I have learned.
Right.
Our fitness to a degree, because it's different for a soccer player.
Right, it's totally different. The training for soccer is different than, the training for baseball, the training for football, the training for other sports. It's, sports specific. So for me, I do implement, a lot of the drills that I've learned over the years, and I put that into my training. Like the fitness class is, trained like a pro soccer player. I provide equipment. I provide different drills, obviously, that I've learned and that I've done over the years, and give them, to the people, because they're not used to these drills. A lot of people don't use, the battle ropes or, resistance bands, the harness bands. These are things that they don't use on a daily basis. So when they come to my class, they get to see what it's like to train like a professional soccer player.
So how would people contact you to be involved with Cash Fit? And it's CASHEFIT, Cash Fit.
The main thing, we're working on the website now, via Instagram, and I have business cards.
You can contact me if you want through anything, and I'll pass it on to Corey as well.
Yeah, my business line, it's 832-930-0166. Once again, that's 832-930-0166. So, and then, we're on social media, so we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we've got Instagram as well. So I'm pretty easy to find. So that's pretty much what I do with my off time. And the other thing that I do is I partnered up with a chemical company called Ineos, and they're here in Houston, and they have these Go Run for Fun events, and it's just basically trying to combat childhood obesity. So I go and I talk to these kids and tell them, the importance of staying active, eating healthy foods, just to try to get them active, to get them outside.
Tremendous.
The days of, obviously, when, you were growing up, I was growing up, of getting outside and going to the park and playing with friends, it's kind of died down because of technology. Technology has had a big, big influence on the childhood obesity. Now, kids have cell phones, they have, the TV, PlayStation, things like that. So what I try to just promote is, hey, get outside for 15 minutes, and watch what you're eating. And, that will obviously hopefully stay with them to adulthood, and they can pass that on.
You got to move.
Exactly.
You got to move. Corey Ash, Cash Fit, 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here today, 713-780-3776. We're talking World Cup. Belgium, France, England, Croatia, our semifinals are set. We're going to be here Wednesday night doing live radio again. This is the Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 World Cup headquarters here, 5555 Morningside Drive. It is the Gorgeous Gale. It's been a wonderful place to watch. Absolutely packed to the gills here today for these matches, and we're happy Corey's in here talking soccer. I do want to get to one thing, though. When you and I were over here before the show was starting, we were talking a little bit about, you know, this version of the Dynamo, which is a winger-based, real athletic threat behind opponents.
Yep.
And, you know, I kind of heard you over there going, man, I would have loved to have been on a team like this. And I kind of was eavesdropping, and I said, well, you would have fit in perfectly for this team.
Yeah.
Coming forward from that left side, because you were a box-to-box defender.
Yeah. When you look at, when the team came in 2006 to where it's at now, I mean, there's definitely been ups and downs. I mean, the 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, guys like, you know, Brian Ching, Brian Mullen, Dwayne De Rosario, your Pat Onsez, your older guys. I mean, the team was phenomenal. And then, you know, we started to make that transition where I started to become, you know, one of the older guys, you know, Bobby Boswell, Jeff Cameron, Stuart Holden, Chris Wondolowski, Kai Kamara. You know, we had a bit of a rough patch, but we started, you know, winning games, you know, going to the finals, and, you know, post Dominic Kinnear, Owen, you know, Coyle took over. We see how that went, you know. And one thing I think we struggled with was the team identity. Under Dom, a lot of people didn't like how we played, but we had an identity. We knew what the job was. Owen came, and it was kind of, you know, what are we supposed to do? And I think now that Wilmer's here, the team has an identity. And they're a counterattacking team, and they're a fun team to watch. Like you said, they have pace. You know,
has got to be the most athletic Dynamo team in history.
In history, ever. And it's scary. You know, when you're a defender, you have to defend, you know, Albert at least. Good luck with that. You've got to defend Kyoto. You have to defend Manotes. These are guys that can punish you, and they're doing it when you make mistakes. So they're definitely a fun team to watch, you know, and I think if they can figure out how to win away from home, or how to get results, how to finish games, I think is the better word. How to finish games, whether it's switching on mentally, whether it's just bringing everyone behind the ball, I think they'll be fine. But, I mean, this is a team that you look at and, you know, that the fans have been asking for a while. This is a fun team to watch.
And they just signed a very talented player, and I know a lot of Dynamo fans are going, oh, this is, you know, targeted allocation money. Who's Ronaldo Pena? Well, Ronaldo Pena was on the Venezuela team that got to the Under-20 World Cup. It's a very good Venezuela team that lost to England 1-0.
Right. Yeah.
The reason I'm saying this is I saw him play a lot because I was calling the games for Fox.
Right.
But he's a good player, and he's going to add to the depth and competition up front. He's played 60-plus pro games.
Nice.
Very talented, so I think there's a little more to that. Than people may know right now. They'll get to know this player, I would think, in the future.
Yeah.
713-780-3776. Corey Ash joining us. All right, so if I took you to the road, what is the problem on the road? Because, look, it's 2 years. It hasn't been figured out. It is the challenge. There's no doubt the Dynamo are excellent at home.
Right.
I don't believe, and I'm saying this in earnest, that the Dynamo can do what they did last year and just win at home and get into the playoffs. I'm not sure you can do that 2 years in a row.
No.
So, you know, when I talk to Wilmer Cabrera, the manager, it's you know, concentration, and it's back to concentration. But what do you think it is? Is it mental fatigue? Is it physical fatigue? You know, Wilmer has said to me, we have gone over it over and over. We show it to the players. We just haven't been able to correct it. Could it be tactical? Could be a number of things.
Yeah, everything that you mentioned is a component. I do agree with what you say. I mean, you have to get a result on the road. You know, I think it was 2011. You may remember this. We had to win on the road, and we beat Portland.
In Portland.
Yep.
Is that the night Danny Cruz,
hit
the bomb from wherever you are, Danny? That goal will never be forgotten.
And we had to beat Dallas in Dallas. And eventually, it clicks. But what you need a group full of leaders. You know, for us, we were fortunate. We had, obviously, Jeff, and Bobby, and Bobby Boswell. Everyone knows Bobby. Bobby's got that voice. But you need someone that is your voice kind of a reason and says, hey, this is what we're going to do. Everyone stick with it. And that's why I said it's finding a way. For us, we struggled. I mean, I could probably count on one hand, the amount of road wins that we got. I mean,
you got them at the right
time. We got them at the right time. But
some of those late runs were, I think you woke people up because people didn't see it coming, and then it was just like, wow.
And so I think it's, getting numbers behind the ball, and it's guys talking, and it's managing the clock.
But is this current Dynamo that kind of team? I don't know if that goes against their nature.
Exactly.
Could they close out road games by still being aggressive in the last 10 or 15 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, that's where you, I think, if you're a center back or you're a defender, you're a defensive mid, whatever position you are, you start bringing guys behind the ball. Start bringing guys behind the ball, whether it's 10 minutes, 12 minutes. The possession, keeping the possession, knocking the ball around, that kind of goes out the window, if I'm being honest. It's clearing the ball. I mean, they have speed. Clear the ball, and whoever's, occupying that forward spot, they have to bust their butt. And that's what Brian Ching was very good at doing, was, chasing balls down, getting
holding
fouls, holding the ball.
And there's never been anybody on the Dynamo who's held a ball like him.
And
that was one of Brian's. Yeah. I always admired that ability to fend off a defender and hold the ball, create time.
Create, exactly.
Allow you guys to get up the field. I mean, in the case of Kyoto and Elise, it's just stick it to the corner
and make these
guys run.
And when you have guys with this amount of, the amount of pace that they have as a defender, when you're running back towards your goal time and time again, you worry about, is he going to outrun me? I had to do it with Dominic Oduro. Oduro was light. I mean, he was fast. Kai Kamara was another one. Fast, fast, fast. When they start putting the ball in behind you, it's like, again? I mean, they start putting pressure. You knock the ball long, you step as a unit. Everyone steps. The ball's now in their half. They're going to do one of two things. They're either going to A, kick it out, or B, they're going to kick it right back to you. So I think they have to figure it out. We went over the same thing. We went over video. We went over, situations on the field. Until you actually do it and you get that one result, the rest will be fine. So they just have to manage it.
All right, Corey, we're up on a hard break here. Let's just get information out on CashFit one more time here. Corey does personal training and gyms at parks. He'll come to you. It's CashFit, CashEfit. I can assure you that this is a fit man. He will get you fit. He will do it in a fun, exciting way, but he will demand something out of you because I know what type of player he was. I'm taking a shot in the dark here. You're a pretty demanding trainer, but a good one.
But a good one, yeah. I mean, I keep it fun. I tell the clients, it's what you want to get out of it, honestly. 20% of the work is done on the field or at the gym. The other 80% is what you're putting in your body. You can go and work out.
Isn't that the truth? It's the combination of both.
It's
not one or the other.
It's not one or the other. It's both. Yeah.
Discipline.
It's discipline. But it's not over-the-top discipline. There's some diets where you have to eat this, restrict your carbs, this and that. No. I believe in, healthy eating, but I'm also a realist. There's going to be times where you're going to have a cheat day or a cheat meal. That just happens.
Yeah, like when I ate that pint of Häagen-Dazs last night, it's like pure sugar.
Sugar.
But I broke down last night.
It happens. But, I like to keep the training. I like to keep it fun. But, that's like how I was on the field. It was fun, but when that whistle blows, it's business.
He was a great competitor. There's no doubt about it. Corey Ash, we watched him grow here in Houston on the left side of the Dynamo's team. Came in for the Dynamo as a midfielder out of University of North Carolina. Ended up being a tremendous left back, taking it all the way to being an MLS All-Star, MLS Cup winner. And now it's all about CashFit. All right, we're going to take a break here, Corey. Thank you. We appreciate you coming in here today, and I don't know if we can get you to stick around. We'll see if we can in the commercial break. But again, our thanks to Corey Ash for coming in here. Quick word for Bud Light. World Cup's here. The games are being played during working hours. There's only one thing that's going to help us survive the catastrophe. To our friends, with them it's easier to sneak from your boss, make up excuses, extend your lunch break to 90 minutes. So here's to the friend you can always count on. Bud Light, official sponsor of the 2018 World Cup. You've seen the players getting awarded an award for player of the game with Budweiser. Proud sponsor of Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5. A big thanks to our friend Camilo Rojas at Bud Light here in Houston. Let's take a Texas Children's Hospital break. We'll come back with more.
Johnny, how are we doing?
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the gorgeous Gale in Rice Village, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
The first hour of Soccer Matters is brought to you by Texas Children's Hospital. Here's Glenn Davis.
First part, as far as England are concerned. Young with this one. England take the lead. Harry Maguire. The Three Lions are roaring again.
How big was the Harry Maguire header here to get things off and running for England today? England today, 2-0 winners over Sweden. They are on to the semifinals of the World Cup. I want to hear from some Three Lions fans. 713-780-3776. Line up some calls here. Let's talk World Cup. Let's talk semifinals. Belgium taking on France. England, Croatia. We'll be joined by former professional soccer player Bill McDonald, now the high school coach at Strake Jesuit Preparatory School. And we'll take your phone call. 713-780-3776. What a day it was. Croatia on penalties over Russia. Quick word here for Advantage BMW in Midtown. I've driven a BMW for years, and they've taken advantage. I've gone to Advantage in Midtown for a number of years. I've had three or four vehicles. I usually lease them because I want to get that good customer service. I got a 5 Series. I love it. Second to none. Advantage BMW in Midtown. Tremendous sales, service, finance can be done so easy. Get the hometown advantage at Advantage BMW Midtown. BMW, AdvantageBMWHouston.com. Go down there and say hello to Philip, Justin, Sergio. They'll take care of you. And we do appreciate all the support of Advantage BMW, plus Texas Children's Hospital. It's a not-for-profit organization. It relies on generous donations from our friends in the community and beyond to help us provide the high-quality programs and service. So Texas Children's Hospital has a 501c charity called the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. I sit on that board there, and we do things to raise money. We had a wonderful event recently with former Manchester United star goalkeeper legend Alex Stepney in town. We had a dinner. We raised some tremendous funds, close to $10,000. It was all fronted and headed by Tom Clare, a noted Manchester United author who grew up in Manchester, England. So we just are doing what we can for the Texas Children's Hospital for what they do for pediatric cancer patients. 190 physicians and scientists, 46 laboratories, 200 active clinical trials going on, dedicated solely to childhood cancer and blood disorder. So our thanks to everybody at the Texas Children's Hospital and for them being the presenting sponsor of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. So we do thank them so much for being great supporters of the game of soccer here. And by the way, sponsors of my show, from the Gorgeous Gale to FM Kitchen and Bar to THC, Tranquility Home Systems, Liberty Kitchen, Danish Inspirations, Daspit Law Firm, King's Court, Bud Light, you name it, they all are very, very important because they do get soccer on the airwaves for you. So if you've got something on your World Cup, Brian, give us a call, 713-780-3776. Got one more hit here before we'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with Bill McDonald. And that is for Tranquility Home Systems and my friend Jesse. THS is going to come out. They'll get you a free quote. They'll get you on your way to home theater installation. You love sports. Why deny yourself the home theater setup? In fact, you can still get it set up before the World Cup final. And the World Cup's getting more exciting as we go on. We're into the semis now. 20 years of experience for THS. They'll bring in the latest 4K video technology. Here's Jesse's. I'm giving you his personal phone number here. 281-506-7822. Jesse, 281-506-7822 for Tranquility Home Systems. Their website, www.ths3inc.com. www.ths3inc.com. They also do networking, lighting design, motorized shades, home audio. Jesse, 281-506-7822 for all your home theater needs. And we'll take a break now. Coming up, Bill McDonald, former professional soccer player, also the coach at Strake Jesuit. Coming up live from the Gorgeous Gale, 5555 Morningside. If you're out and about on the town, we got tickets. We got Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5 swag, T-shirts. Come in, get something, and continue to watch the World Cup here at the Gorgeous Gale. Take a break. More to come.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.